Security Council, 6:31, I guess it will be this one here. And the purpose for this meeting tonight will be to interview the people who are interested in serving on the Citizen Finance Budget Advisory Committee.
First off, well, we need an invitation and we'll pledge allegiance.
Candace, would you like to lead us an invitation?
That would be tough.
You don't have all that.
Okay, I'm the invitation.
If you might get it. Lord, thank you for Kerry Beach. Thank you for the citizens who have the will and the expertise to serve on some of our committees. We appreciate the good graces that you've shown Kerry Beach over the last several years, particularly with the absence of the hurricanes. We appreciate everything you can do to help people, particularly in Haiti. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mayor, if I would, I'd like to make a motion to excuse Commissioner Chuck Keener, who had a previous engagement in his vain pursuit of basketball success at UNCW. Second.
He's probably going to be more in pain than we are.
All in favor of excusing Mr. Chuck?
Yeah.
Aye.
Good evening, gentlemen. Please make a note. Are you done? Are you good? Done with my
thank you. I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said before, the reason we're here tonight is to establish and take after training. Get some folks on our Citizen Finance and Budget Advisory Committee. Now, this is nothing new to Kerry Beach. We had Citizen and the Citizen Advisory Committee, what, 8 years ago, 6 years ago? And I thought they were real helpful when Betty Medlin was mayor. You were here, of course, you've been here since her. And then David Magrus. Okay. The finance chair, Tim Fuller, he is the liaison to this committee. He has prepared some questions to ask the people who are interested in serving on the committee. And I will turn this over to Tim.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a new committee for the town, and several of us thought it was worthwhile to establish this committee. None of us up here on the board are financial experts, and we struggle with a lot of the data that passes through our hands, and we get audits and reports and questions from the local government commission, and we think it's helpful to have a group of folks, not necessarily experts, but at least persons who are interested in the financial health of the town, who would be from time to time willing to give us some objective analysis and advice on the town finances. So the idea, and this again is an idea that we're forming, so we're open to suggestions. And one of the things I had suggested to the other commissioners is that the first duty of this committee, once we establish it, is to draw up a mission statement to the committee, as all our other committees have done. We handed out at the January meeting of the council. I was asked to provide information about what I thought this committee would do, and so you all have a handout that has got a draft on the top. I emphasize the word draft of the things that I think this committee would be helpful to do. And then we also, I made up a list of questions
I can interrupt just a second. I have a, one of the committee handbooks here, and if it's okay, it contains the other committee's mission statements. If y'all like it, flip through it. Casey, pull this out for us. I think we are. But anyway, y'all like that. You'll be getting something similar to this from the committee's statement.
We haven't done this before, so we don't really have a format, but I was going to suggest that if anybody had any additional questions, they wanted that we could just ask the question and then let each of the applicants in alphabetical order give us a brief response and go through it.
I'm happy with this.
Okay, plus with the experience of going in
Jim, what describe the community and government?
And I try to call everybody.
There's a joke in that, but I'm going to let it slide this time. But I'm not going to count.
We did get responses. We tried to notify everybody. We got responses from Michael Bunny and Lisa Humphrey. Mr. Bunny, his daughter was admitted to the hospital in Cary, North Carolina, the day before yesterday, and so he will not be able to be with us this evening. He is very much interested in working with our community. Lisa Humphrey is at home with a presumed case of chickenpox, and as zealous as she is in her interest in serving on this committee, I ask her to please stay.
Anybody that wants to have their grandchildren exposed, please take them over. The way it used to be done.
And just after that, you get shingles.
And I had an idea that probably Lisa briefly wrote this about maybe we could try and call her and do the interview over the phone. I don't know if that's what the council wants to do or if we want to. There's another part to this is that we have to decide how many people we want on this committee. It doesn't need to be a large committee. This committee is not going to do a lot of projects. It'll be more of an analysis and advisory committee. So as part of your discussion, you can offer any suggestions about that. That would be helpful.
One other, I don't know, whether all of the plans and your ideas for the fleshing out of the committee, but on all of our committees, at least up till now, that just because the committee's made up of X number of people doesn't mean that other people that have interest can't sit in at the meetings and contribute. So you don't have to be on a committee to be there for the committee.
And in that same vein, it would be nice to have this many people actually at the budget meetings. That's usually few and far between.
And that's true. That's one thing that concerns me as the finance commissioner is that having a way to get community involvement in the budget process. Because everything that we do starts and ends with the budget. And so we need to make sure that we have a budget that is representative of what the community really wants.
Okay.
Well,
that's you're the finance officer and the
we'll start with Mary Altman, Mary?
Yes, sir.
And if you would just introduce yourself and give us a brief summary of why you're interested in this committee.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to come tonight and to apply for this committee. I'm kind of new to Cary Beach. I built a house here on K Avenue in 2003. Lived in it most of the time, 60 to 70% of the time. And as of January the 1st of 2009, I moved in 100% of the time. I'm a resident and I want to make this my home now. I'm an independent businessman. I work for, you remember Sunoco? Some of you owner of Nash remember Sunoco. I was a Sunoco dealer in Charlotte, North Carolina, independent.
1968-69, I joined Nationwide Insurance, developed my own agency, so I've been an independent Nationwide agent for 40 years. I sold my agency back to Nationwide December 31st of 2009, and that's the reason I can be here 100% of the time. I'm still associated with Brad Sizemore Agency here as an associate agent. I'm 71, but you know, life is good as long as you stay active. We found out in the insurance business, those people who sit on the front porch and watch the grass grow, they don't live very long. And I tend to be around for a few years, so I want to stay active. I was also, Caldwell County is where my agency was, and Caldwell County has a merged school system, so there's no city schools, it's all the Caldwell County school system, 21 schools. I ran for the Board of Education in 76. Being a newcomer in the county and the only AULTMAN in the county, in a county where you had to be first cousins, third removed in order to do business, I didn't get elected. So in 78, ran again, and people said, "You're serious, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah, I am." Had four children, I believe in public education, so I got the most votes of any newcomer on the board. Served 12 years, 4 years as chairman. Was quite involved in all the committee work that the Board of Education provides or subdivides. We, of course, had a lot of construction going on. We had government grants that we wrote. We had the first, the Caldwell County Schools had the first computer remediation lab in North Carolina. We got that through a government grant. I happen to also have a little computer company, and that's my hobby, and so I have to bring that on board. So I feel like I have a background of experience that that would help Cary Beach. I firmly believe in the experience that I've gained over the years. I firmly believe in sharing that. I think it's a good thing for the town to have people who already have made their mistakes and have already learned from them and bring that experience to the town. Nationwide Insurance, the board of directors, as an example, does not have an insurance person on the board. They get all the insurance information they can stand through the company. They have gentlemen farmers, they have international financiers, they have lawyers, they have real estate people. So I think from my opinion, in developing a advisory committee to the board, if you could get a more broad spectrum of people in the community who have experience to bring to the table, that would well suit the town. And I fully realize, having served on the board, that the advisory committee is just that. It's to advise the council. Whatever the committee brings to the council is not written in stone. It's a recommendation. It's advice. It's background. It's investigative stuff. And as far as I'm concerned, if the council does not accept what the advice, then it makes me mad. I know that the buck stops with you guys. All that the advisory committee could do is just to advise you. So. And that's what I see is what the committee is supposed to do. My involvement in the Cary Beach community right now is zero. I want to change that, obviously. I'm not familiar with the finances and the budget of the town. I can overcome that quickly. And the priorities for sound fiscal management is always balancing the budget. That's the bottom line. Live within your means. And keep the rating, the financial rating of the town in proper order. So there are things in our private lives that we'd love to do, but we have to live within our means. You know, certainly a government entity is the same way. The town has to be physically responsible in whatever we do. And some areas maybe we could do less, and some areas maybe we need to do more. Some areas maybe we can find a better way to do what we do. And that would be, I see, as part of the job of the advisory committee, is to help try to uncover those things and bring them to the board for your purview. Time of day, I'm semi-retired. It's not a problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Mary, question number 5.
Yes, sir.
The town budget process extends from February to June. The budget is adopted. Is there anything that will prevent you from fully participating in the committee's work during that time? You know, some people travel at certain times in the year. So.
No, sir. I don't have any set travel plans. So I would say this problem.
Larry, do you remember what your budget was when you were on the school board?
No, Mr. County. I was on from 78 to 1990. 1990 is a long time. I've slept since then. I'm thinking back then, around 25 million, something like that.
Commissioner Dugan had a question that isn't on your list.
Okay.
And he wanted to know if you've had any experience in government accounting.
Not
specifically accounting, but just experience right. With government budget systems.
Oh yes, we wrote grants. You're talking about we wrote grants. We had to work with entitlement programs on the school board. And when I was chairman, of course, when the board wasn't in session, I was the guy, and so that was 4 consecutive years. So I had to work with the finance officer and the accountant directly and independently during that period.
Well, that answers the second part of my question, too, was how much he got into it personally. Anybody who runs for and gets on the school board.
Well, I lost some friends and I made some friends. Any other questions? No, thanks, Larry.
Thank you very much, sir.
The next person, Mr. Bunning, that said he wouldn't meet this. Candace?
Okay. Almost everybody here knows me. My name is Tony Clark. I'm interested in this committee primarily because of a view that I have of how town finances should operate, and that is that local government especially should be run more as a family than as a business. And I have to tell you, I don't have any particular accounting experience. I am certainly not afraid of numbers. I have been a statistics professor and research methodology professor for a very long time at the university, which is State University in New Jersey. I chaired a department for the budget. I really can't remember, but it was several million dollars. Worked with deans and vice presidents on the budget process, and all of my training has been geared toward an empirical approach to answering questions. What's the evidence? What, don't assume, don't guess. Let's find out the answer. Let's, you know, figure out what's really going on before we go whole hog in one direction or another. I also ran an Oriental rug business. I have done a lot of things recently. I am in rental. I have a rental real estate business, properties in the Wilmington area and in South Africa. I'm a volunteer tax preparer for the IRS, which doesn't have anything to do with town finances, but it tells you that I'm not afraid of numbers and I do know some of the government rigmarole and the language that they use. What is your business? My involvement with the Kiri Beach community has primarily been on the beautification committee, the infamous beautification committee. My familiarity with town finances and budget is limited, and that's one of the reasons that I'm very interested in being on this committee. I want to find out what's going on. I have read various reports that come out from time to time, the economic development report and this thing and that thing and the next thing, and they have assumptions that I'm not sure are true. So I will be very interested in finding out what exactly is the financial situation. The most important financial issue for the town is a balanced budget, not to get us underwater in some sort of way. And another issue, financial issue that I think is important for the town, is not to put town resources in where they will benefit only a few property owners instead of benefiting everybody. And I'm not sure how exactly you do that perfectly, but I think that's a task that this committee could think about. I will be here until June. I think I probably answered number 6 in with anything else. And not on Monday at 4. Oh, and your question was government, right?
Just what, if any, background in government accounting practices that are involved in the budget, government budgets, things like that?
Well, only to the degree that I was in charge of the department budget at a state university that had to, you know, deal with the deans and the vice president in the state of New Jersey and so on.
Well, they all have a lot of the same rules and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. And writing grant proposals and funneling grant money here and there and all of that. And was there another part?
No.
That's it? Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Moran?
My name is Benny Duran. I've been living here since 2003. I have to address question number 5 before I address anything else. I will be gone 2 weeks in February, and I'll be gone 2 weeks in March. And that disqualifies me. I can stop talking.
With all the offers you have to offer me, that may not disqualify me.
Okay,
let you just talk about the rest of it.
And let me make clear that that's sort of the most intense part of this process. But then after June, you know, there's still the question of the monthly reports, and then in December we get the audit. So it's not like this committee is going to work from February to June and stop. But, you know, it is something to be considered because that's where the most intense activity occurs.
All right, the reason I'm interested, I think I have some expertise that will help in doing this, number one. Number two, I want to give something back to the town. I think this is a great channel and I want to keep it that way. My background in business and financial... graduated from college as an accountant. I did audit the full the city of Yonkers for 3 years. I audited the East Orange Board of Education for 3 years.
You don't have to answer my
question. I figured I did that after a while. Now, wait a minute, though, but if you're auditing things in New Jersey and New York, is that real government?
And the city of Yonkers.
safety beware.
CIA.
But I went and my background, I got the CPA passed. I got an MBA. And I was in public accounting for the 3.5 years to sit for the exam. And I went with one of the clients. And I went there as a cost accountant. But I doubled my pay. And I got married. I had to. So anyway, in that company, I went from cost accountant to degree of finance. And I left there because I wasn't learning anything. And, you know, WB, I'm looking, I got six kids and I'm unemployed now for 4 months. So I finally got another job, which I didn't want to travel. About 250 days a year I was traveling. I did all 50 states in the United States. I was a group controller for that company. And then I became an assistant to the executive VP. And I was still a financial guy. And then I got a job in Chicago where I got a chance to run a company that was in non-destructive testing. And I did that for 15 years. And we went from about 15 million in sales to 55 million. And we had a good team. It wasn't just one individual. So that's somewhat my background as to why I did have a consulting firm for a while, and I said, hey, enough working, 50 years is enough. My involvement in the Curry Beach, I've been in the Stormwater Committee here. I do some odds and ends at the annual festival with my wife as my boss. And that's about it. In the village, I've been on committees up in the village there where we tried to change the bylaws, not successfully. What I see as important financial management is that the money we're spending, we're getting a return for. And we're not overspending just to keep people in positions, but we're spending to make the town better. As far as the time of day, week, I'm retired. I just volunteer at the aquarium on Tuesdays in the morning, in the early afternoon. So I'm pretty well open most of the time. I don't know if there's anything else. Did I answer the questions you wanted?
I don't have any questions.
It's a good thing I talked about galleries. Mr.
My name is Mark Fair. I graduated from Siena College in 1986 with a degree in business administration, dual concentration in sales management and accounting. Right after leaving there, I was hired by a firm called First Albany Corporation, which is an investment banking firm, in 1987. I became a registered investment advisor. I got my Series 7 63 general securities and options licenses and one license accident and health insurance. 1996, I passed my certified trust and financial advisory exam. 2005, I became a registered option principal and registered securities sales supervisor. 1991 to 1993, I spent 2 years for First Albany Corporation as the assistant municipal underwriter. So we were helping towns and municipalities get public financing. So I'm familiar with the underwriting process. So altogether, I spent 1987 through 2005 either with First Albany Corporation or with a successor firm, the company that bought us out, which was Wachovia Securities. And when I became part of an establishment with 90,000 employees as opposed to 500 employees, I decided to go out on my own. And I started my own investment advisory firm, Air Advisory Services. I specialize in planning, establishing, and the investment management of asset protection trusts. I've got two offices, one here in Three Beach and one in upstate New York, Albany, where I have an attorney and other legal staff there in order to help figure out the trusts. My involvement with the Three Beach community. I try to get the locals as much business as I can, and lately, with the way that my house has been going, to the majority of my budget. let's see. I bought a house on North 4th Avenue in March 2008, and slowly have been moving there, living there more and more. I still have a house in Wilmington as well. But over the next year and a half, the rest of my family will be moving to Kiri Beach. And like the other candidates, I've gotten a lot of success from business, both locally and abroad, and I would like to see some of my expertise utilized in order for the benefit of the town. It's a beautiful place to live, and it would be nice to be able to give something back. Recently, I have been an advisor for a few of the local businesses, A. Wolf & Company, Granny's Restaurant. I work with Heirloom Gardens Consulting for some fundraising. I have a lot of background helping mostly endowment funds and charitable organizations to manage their cash flow, set up budgets, and work with boards. Let me go through this as it's numbered, so I don't confuse anybody. I have absolutely no experience with Kiri Beach's budget. I have not taken a look at it. This would be the first opportunity for me to try to analyze what the town is spending our tax dollars on, and I look forward to actually taking a look at it. As far as my availability from February through June. February through April is one of my busy seasons. However, I am right here. I'm out of town 4 weeks out of the year every quarter. So it would really only be 1 week that would be compromised where I would not be available during that period of time. And so long as I have about a week's notice in advance, there isn't necessarily a bad time even during the day for me to be able to meet with the committee. As far as priorities for financial management of the town budget, I'm a planner. Basically, I look at both short and long range plans as far as, you know, what's the town's objectives, in both ranges, and setting up goals for both short and long term. Sometimes you do have to spend more money in the short run in order to accomplish your long term goals. So I think that was indicative of the land purchase from Carolina Beach recently. There was an awful lot of news and hubbub about the purchasing of the land with town dollars, tax dollars, and there are a lot of people that are up in arms about it. I'm not saying that I'm for or against it. However, if you're going to put together an analysis infrastructure in order to handle that growth. That needs to be addressed currently in order to be able to sustain that. And I don't know if you want to hear any other credentials or boards that I've been on.
Just the last one. What, if any, experience with governmental agencies or governmental budgets or anything like that?
The only experience that I have, two things. One of them is I work with the New York State Commission of Corrections in helping to establish their budgetary resources for retirement. And the other thing is having worked on municipal bond underwriting at the personal bank corporation. I've got experience in working with a town budget and analyzing what kind of credit rating that that a municipality will have based on what time is debt service coverage the particular bond issue might have, and therefore what can we assume that the preferred credit rating and subsequent interest rate should be charged on borrowing.
When you were with the New York State Board of Corrections, did you run into Minnie Clark from the office?
He might have been telling you.
Ladies first, Greg.
My name is Grace McGee, and I am an accountant and a degree accountant for Fordham University up in New York State, and was a licensed CPA, but I am now on an inactive status. So my background is accounting and also as Mark, financial planning. The bulk of my career has been as a financial planner with Mobil and Gulf before Mobil in their real estate divisions. So analyzing a project is possibilities from a business development potential through its activation into construction and actual operating performance. It's been the bulk of my financial career. I have just a smidgen of government audit experience. That was my first job 35 years ago. So I am familiar with it, but not to any significant extent. My interest in this position or this being a part of the committee is strictly from the perspective of everyone being comfortable in using the financial data presented for the town, both to the council and anybody running for office in the future. From my interest in this developed from prior elections where it seemed everyone was never talking about the same set of numbers. I think I could help possibly contribute to clarity in that so that everybody, at least we take confusion of numbers out of the discussion of issues. So my interest in this position is not from necessarily, I would have a personal interest in where money should be spent or not, but my interest is that everybody is speaking from the same set of numbers and they're not different numbers that people disagree with or argue from. That's what I would like to contribute to it. I believe essential to that, what the town's priorities for sound financial management be is very similar to Mark. I believe there should be at least a 5-year plan covering all basic needs for the town, its future needs, future replacement, maintenance. What's its basic fixed cost? Fixed meaning not just now, but without any increment replacement. Sewer lines need to be replaced, roads need to be replaced on some kind of regular basis. That they're responsible for it. Employees, town employees, their health benefits, pensions, if the town's funded or not, I have no idea right now. But it should be built in that the town is operating or some kind of a financial management system that understands it will have these given fixed costs down the road. And that all departments' involvement, that everything is covered, such as the fire department, their needs for new trucks and ladders, some kind of the police force and their equipment, and just public works and all employees. Just to say, so that when new things come in new development, we know what's added on. And then monitoring actual expenditures against the budget. So my contribution would strictly be that the data is in a form usable to non-financial people, that they understand what, and we keep it pretty basic and simple, and that there isn't disagreement of what funds are they there or aren't they there, and what's the meaning of the numbers. I do, and I would see that more as a year-round, what I could contribute to it. I would have a problem if there was heavy times demands between February and early April. That's a busy time for me. I am the accountant for two homeowners associations here, Curie Beach Village and the Keys. As well as that, I am a volunteer to be accountant for the Lifeline Pregnancy Center here in Wilmington. And then I also take care of the accounting records for a friend at the store, Robbie. So February through early April is a busy time for me, and that would be fine if that's unacceptable. But I'd be very willing to offer help for the rest of the year to the extent it would help. So my interest is strictly from providing non-political numbers for the town's use.
Good luck with that.
My name is Bill McGee, and I agree with everything Bruce said.
I'm down now.
I've worked for an outfit called the Government Accountability Office. It's Organization of Congress, is frequently referred to in the press as
GAO.
GAO, investigative arm of Congress. And this committee, mind you, would be something analogous to that, where we advise the Congress. We had no authority, but we could advise the Congress upon the clause. Then the Congress could implement legislation or adopt budgets to implement our recommendations. And I think this committee would be in that advisory capacity. And I just as an aside, I'm really impressed with all the speakers who preceded me. They all had very impressive credentials. And one thing you said, Tim, at the beginning, do any of us have any thoughts about this meeting? Well, if you, the panel in this room, you might want to consider two committees, a budget advisory committee and a financial advisory committee. Because I hate to see anybody whose expertise is all you all are excluded. We all, everybody in this room has something to offer to this, to the council. And the financial advisory committee could be something along the lines Grace is suggesting, something year-round to kind of give oversight and advice to the council. But the budget advisory committee would have a more limited time frame. And more intense during February to whatever it is, June time frame. I'm a CPA. Even though I work for the Government Accountability Office, my career was spent in so-called management reviews. I wasn't heavily involved in the accounting side, but I have some familiarity with the accounting side. But I worked in programs at agencies evaluating whether programs were working properly, whether they needed more legislation or more funding, more people or less people or less funding, what the priorities were, should be, and things like that. But again, there's an advisor to the Congress, and we testified many, many times before the Congress. And they took, sometimes they took it, sometimes they didn't. We took our advice, sometimes they didn't, sometimes they didn't. I'm involved in this fall with Hurricane 12.
Be the street festival committee.
I'm not quite interested in this. In the spring and summer, when the election campaign was heating up, there was some debate about whether the town's budget was in dire shape or not. And one of the now, council members asked the phrase, and I take a look at it. So I got involved in our audits and our financial records, just trying to discern whether we did have a genuine budget crisis or not. And then, rather than just using my views or my wisdom, I tried to match up the town's accounting metrics with data published by the local government commission in Raleigh. And I found that I concluded, based on their metrics, not my metrics, but their metrics, that our debt was manageable. I believe it is. But I still think it would be worthwhile to look at our debt relative to other similar-sized communities, particularly resort communities. Because resort communities, even though our metrics, the local government commission uses lumps of similar communities of 1,000 to 2,500. Well, we have 2,200 full-time residents, but probably the equal number of part-time residents. And some of the weekends, is there, well, we all know, our population expands. So we have we're sized to handle a bigger population. And I wonder how other, like even Carolina Beach or Wrightsville Beach or some of the mountain resort towns, how they're handled, what their debt, how our debt stacks up as a percentage of our revenues relative to how their debt stacks up as a percentage of
revenues. Yes, sir. I went to a seminar recently, a couple of weeks ago, and the League of Municipalities are getting ready to start up a tool that will be available to all municipalities, whereas you can pull out different statistics and compare them to all types of different North Carolina communities of similar size or background or influence and that sort of thing. And it will have bar graphs and pie charts and all this other kind of stuff along with data and numbers. So I think when that comes out in June, or supposed to come out in June, that might be quite helpful.
Yeah, and along the same line, Barry, the local government commission publishes a wealth of data,
right,
with pie charts and bar graphs and all that. However, they have no metrics that evaluate the size of a community's debt. I looked at all those things, and I think they do it intentionally so they can exert some independent and some flexibility in evaluating communities. But we had to go before that committee to get authorization to borrow $3.6 million from the park. And they take their job seriously. And maybe they don't want a set criteria because different situations demand some judgment. But I'm glad to hear that. I'm very interested.
It's something that just started coming out with, and it's to make all of the government numbers that they require every year.
Yeah. And they should have good transparency. I mean, it has a lot of value to it. And I go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, so I prefer to have afternoon meetings. And you're not involved in reviewing things and reviewing just about anything that
there was 7 years ago that was
calling Barry now. I mean, that's that phone train. Eric, you want to go ahead and step up? We'll see what's on there, what's in the break home, and then we'll...
Love the prayer that we have.
Yeah,
I'm Harry Mann, and I've had a place in Fear Beach for 14 years, I think it is. I've been a full-time resident for 5 years. I'm interested in this committee just to contribute for the town. I take a strong interest in the town. In the last 4.5 years, I've been virtually every council meeting. I've also served on the Stormwater Committee, the Oceanfront Park, and Economic Development Committees. In attending some of these meetings, I've seen some of the surprises that you guys get. Sometimes I wonder what, you know, you're trying to put some money here, money there, but do we have money? And also, working on the Stormwater Committee, everybody a better point of surprise we have, and I'm very concerned about if we're not doing the proper capital expenditures for the town for the infrastructure, then we're going to get more surprises, which we, I don't think anybody wants. But in my work experience, I was, by the way, my educational background is a degree in engineering and an MBA from the University of North Carolina, which I got later in life. That was not what my time had each other. Working in industry, I was responsible for budgets, starting out on the plant level early in my career, and then moved up. I did all the capital expenditure budgets, also always maintained at least a 5-year plan, and sometimes longer than that, capital expenditures. Trying to balance the monies and the needs, you know, and then bring them forward to manage, to management, and let them decide, you know, which one of these is more important to the, but I didn't make all the decisions, but generally my decisions were pretty much set because I was a go-to person with capital expenditure. I also did all the budgets for manufacturing for, company, we had $190 million sales in Gold Coast socks. I also worked with sales and their budgets and advertising and all the way down through the whole corporation. I'm familiar with the town budget in finances to a degree, but I'm not in depth with knowledgeable on those. As Jim's question now, I have no direct working with this governmental accounting and the differences it would be. I developed call systems for cost products for 2 different companies I work for. I actually designed the call system. That's a little bit different than you'd have a government. I do have a part-time job in March and April, so I'm gone some Thursdays and Fridays to take school kids to Washington, D.C. So I would have some, probably 4 different weeks I would be gone on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. On the priorities of the town, I would like to see a plan for major expenditures. I think that's very important. I think you'd do the council a lot of good is to have a committee like this, because at some point in time you may have to talk about raising taxes, and I think having some support from the community before you walk into that meeting might be further time to the meetings. I prefer the early part of the week just because I will have some conflicts on Thursday, Friday, maybe one Wednesday, I think that you're now available at any time. You'll cover everything. Any questions?
Do we still get a discount on Gold Toe socks?
Not since the election, next time in Mexico.
I used to be stopped. Does anybody in the audience have anything they'd like to add tonight? Yes, sir.
Just a little quick question. I'm assuming that U.S. commissioners are covered under some sort of a blanket liability insurance policy. Do you happen to know whether any kind of a budget committee would also be covered underneath that?
I don't.
They're bonded.
And in reality, like so many of you have said, you're recommended. So the whatever information that you would be giving us, it would be up to us to be able to, I mean, we can take good advice, we can take bad advice, but ultimately, it's going to be the five of us that are responsible for the actions. So, but as she said, you know, everybody, yes, sir.
I think the question was, do you have administrator's insurance that covers you?
Council is bonded. Yes, ma'am. And so, since you would be advisory, you would be advising them, and they would be the ones making the decisions, therefore, they would need to be bonded.
Any other comments?
Well, personally, I want to thank you all. I mean, practically everybody here has done other things for the town, and to be able to want to come in and continue to add to the benefit of the town with your expertise, I really appreciate it. And for those of you that haven't done it before, welcome to the club. You'll be sorry. It's good that no matter what kind of committee it is, there's always people that are coming in, even though they may not be able to stay for whatever reason. There's constantly people that are trying to offer help and services, even if it's only for a day here or a day there. And it really is heartwarming. It just keeps on happening.
I just want to say that this is another great example of how much talent we have in Fury Beach. And in reality, it's kind of like y'all telling me to be re-interviewing us because all of you. We'll wait for the rest of the comments from the commissioners, and then we'll need to decide how many members we need on this committee.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for the time. It's really a great response, and I think one of the things that when the mayor said that he wanted me to do finance, I knew that I was going to need a lot of help, and to have the folks that are here tonight offering the help really reassures me about the future of the town, and so that's great. And do we want to talk about how we go forward now, or wait until?
Well, let Deb and Mary come in and we'll.
Well, I just want to say thank you for one and all. I, unlike you, think you will get a lot of pleasure and satisfaction out of your volunteer work for the town. I always found it very rewarding for myself, and you get a certain sense of esprit for our town. It gives you a certain investment, and you get a reward by seeing what happens or what you've worked on coming to fruition. And thank you all for volunteering.
Well, what I'd like to suggest, first of all, is if it would be agreeable to everybody to send this list of questions with the question about government experience that Jim had, and the write-up that everybody had to Lisa and Michael, and give them an opportunity to respond in written form quickly. But I'd also like to ask everybody who's here tonight, if y'all would take a few minutes and maybe go back and think about and summarize what you might have thought and react to some of the stuff, some of the suggestions that we had, so that we get some additional feedback. This is a new process. We're embedding this as we go along. And then, as far as the meeting times, my suggestion would be 6:30 on Saturday morning. At which time we would walk 4 miles while we were down. It's good for mind and spirit.
So. I'm trying to get rid of all the volunteers.
No. What we have to decide is how many people we want on this committee. And Candace's question about how many committees, and Gail's suggestion, but what I would prefer as finance commissioner is that we still have one committee, because I think, budget and finance are sort of opposite sides of the same coin. And what, I don't know how this would work, but if we had a committee that maybe had two subcommittees, and that the subcommittees would work, and maybe the full committee would meet from time to time to pull everything together, but the two subcommittees would work on different aspects of it. That's something we can think about.
We've never limited
any committees. And so then if that's agreeable, then we can just ask everybody if you have any further thoughts, and ask Lisa and Michael to respond in writing, and then we'll make appointments at the February meeting.
You want to decide on the number tonight?
Because if it were up to me right now, I'd just ask everybody to
11 or 13 from the panel out there.
And also, we've got to make sure that Chuck gets all this information.
Right. So we want Commissioner Keener to be solved.
As soon as he gets home, I'll call him.
Yeah. You might be calling him now. It's probably over.
He might not want to talk right now.
And there's probably not a whole lot of cheering, so you'll be able to hear the phone.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Well, yeah. I mean, if that's agreeable.
If that's agreeable, any other discussion?
Make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
And also a motion that we thank everyone. Thank you, thank you.